Shug poured out a drink for Triss, but as he held it out to her, she rose dreamily and brushed by him. Logalog watched her go toward the two trees.
She looks like she's sleepwalking, mate. Hi, Trissy. Where are you off to?
Shug silenced the shrew hurriedly.
Hush, mate. Let her be.
Triss's odd behaviour caused the entire camp to quieten down. Chirk whispered to Sagax.
Look, the sun's dead centre. It must be exactly midday at this moment.
Placing her chin in the tree forks, Triss narrowed her eyes, peering straight ahead. Then it was as if the spell was broken, for she became her usual cheerful self. Leaving her position, she strode resolutely forward. Passing Chirk, she gave the otter maid's ear a tweak and laughed aloud.
I caught a glimmer. Go and put your chin in that tree fork, mate. Don't look until I give you a shout.
Mystified, Chirk carried out the request. Triss continued walking until she was almost obscured by trees and shrubbery. She halted at what appeared to be a hump in the ground. Picking up a rough, poor-sized pebble from the top of the hump, she began polishing it hard against her tunic. Having done this, she replaced the pebble and called out,
Chirk, get your chin in the fork and take a look.
A short moment went by. Then Chirk could be heard yelling,
Yahoo! Great wallop and rudders, mates. Come and take an eyeful at this. Trissy, me pal, you're a wonder. How did you know?
Crowding round, the entire party struggled to get a glance.
I see it. The light. It shines like white fire.
Sagax and Shog dashed through the woodland to Triss's side. She was leaning proudly on a massive bulge with bright green liverwort moss growing all over it. Small, tight and curling fronds completely obscured the stone. Triss pointed to the rough rock crystal pebble standing at its centre.
I saw it glimmer in the midday sun. It was a bit dull and dirty, so I gave it a good polish to make it shine properly.
Sagax touched the bulge reverently.
So this big mound is the greenstone?
Chirk ran a paws through the moss, covering the stone.
The rear entrance to Brockhall. But how did you find it, Triss?
The squiddle maid shrugged, her vision of Martin unrecalled.
I don't know, really. Just a bright idea, I suppose.
Skipper gave a great belly laugh.
Bright idea? That's a good one. Looking at that crystal pebble, I'd say it was a shining idea, miss. Now, mates, any beast got more bright ideas as to how we move this big hump of rock?
Chirk and Triss were already on all fours doing a tour of the rock space. The squiddle maid suddenly halted. Without looking up, she shot out a paw.
Sharp knife, please.
A dozen daggers appeared like magic. She grabbed one, talking as she scraped busily away.
Moss isn't growing as thick here. Some beasts scraped it away a long time ago, but it takes a lot of seasons for liverwort as thick as this to grow properly again. What do you make of this, matey?